Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, I shalom, havering shalom, gemar hatama toba. May I and I be sealed, and the I and I be sealed in the book of life of Jaliverty. A good, good, good sealing here, 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 and the fulfillment right here in this shining the season of the Yom HaKippurim, the Day of the Atonement. Greeting. Gemar Hatama Toba, may the eye be sealed in the book of life with a good sealing, the seal up here, 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 yes, sir.
Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary the mother of Jesus and with his brethren.
Yes, I. Aliyah, time to go up. Yes,
and when they were come in, they went up into an
upper room.
They went up into an upper room.
The podcast here for the Thursday podcast. Fifth day of the Shabuah here, here, here in the fulfillment this season of Yom HaKippurim, the Day of the Atonement. Got the Aliyah coming forward, 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 right here, 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 being sealed up in the Book of Life. Rastafari. Yes, sir. Book of Life, Hugh Mandel, Jalivai. Levi, yes, I just want to come rewind, yes, I, here, 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 Hugh Mandel, Book of Life, Jalevi, yes, I, remember the Levite, yes, I, Rastafari, keep it Levitical.
And I will give you an answer.
Yes, yes, Gamar Hatamatova. Yes, I be sealed. Written the eyes, names written in the book of life.
the upper room. The upper room. The upper room.
Thanks to Abba Father for that atonement that he has provided and I receive, and may the I be sealed for good sealing for a new Shana, B'Shem Yeshua HaMoshiach, in the name of Adonai, Yeshua I HaMoshiach, I. Glory be the King. Yes, I. Rastafari. 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 King, Abatachin, Gusachin, yes, I, here in the season, reason for the season. Make I and I pray. Yes, I, Gabru.
The Lord's Prayer in English, G'iz and Amharic. After this manner, therefore pray ye. Matthew chapter 6, verse 9. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. G'iz, Abune zebesamayat, yitqaddas simuka, timtsa' mengistika, weyikun fiqareka, bekama besamay kamahu bemidir. Sisayene, zelele, eletene, habene yom, hedig leni, abesane, wagagayene, kemene hineni, nhedig lezi abese lene, etabiane, igzio, wiste mensut, alla dihanene, uvalihane, imkulu ukui, ismi zi ake, yi itemengist hail, wasubhat la alam, alam, amen. Amharik, abata chinhoi, besamaye mitenor. Semeyik edes, mengistetim ta, fikade besemain honech, indihum bemidir tuhun. Ye elet injelachinin sit anzare, bedelachininim yik irbelen, in yami bedelu yik irndeminil. Abitu warifatina natagban, kikifu hulu arinenji, mengist yantenatina, hailim kibrimisgana, lizel alamu, amen.
Kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of all trespasses, that we'll forgive all those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Selah. Excellent is thy name, O Jah, in all the earth. አባታችን ሆይ በሰማይ የምትኖር ስምህ ይቀደስ መንግስት ትምጣ ፈቃድ በሰማይ እንደሆነች እንዲሁም በምድር ትሁን የዕለት እንጀራችንን ስጠን ዛሬ በደላችንን ይቅር በለን እኛም የበደሉን ሁሉ ይቅር እንደምንል ወደ ፈተናም አታግባን ከክፉ ሁሉ አድነን እንጂ መንግስት ያንተ ናትና ኃይል ክብር ምስጋና ለዘላለሙ አሜን እመቤቴ ማርያም ሆይ በመላኩ በቅዱስ ገብርኤል ሰላምታ ሰላም እንልሻለሁ በሐሳብሽ ድንግል ነሽ በስጋሽም ድንግል ነሽ ያሸናፊ እግዚአብሔር እናት ሆይ ላንቺ ሰላምታ ይገባል ከሴቶች ሁሉ ተለይተሽ አንቺ የተባረክሽ ነሽ የማኅፀንሽ ፍሬ ጌታ ኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ የተባረከ ነው ጸጋ የተመላሽ ሆይ ደስ ይበልሽ እግዚአብሔር ካንቺ ጋር ነውና ከተወደደው ልጅሽ ከጌታችን ከመድኃኒታችን ከኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ ዘንድ ይቅርታ ለምኝልን ኃጢአታችንን ያስተሰርይልን ዘንድ ለዘለዓለሙ አሜን እግዚኦ ማርና ክርስቶስ በስመ አብ ወልድ ወመንፈስ ቅዱስ በስመ አብ ወልድ ወመንፈስ ቅዱስ በስመ አብ ወልድ ወመንፈስ ቅዱስ አሃዱ አምላክ አሜን
Greetings to everyone locked into Spiritual Vibrations with Jade and Rockin' Rocco for a non-stop reggae and dub. Run the first one, Rocco. Jah help us.
Nations, rising against nations. Oh. Brothers, killing brothers. Maybe the end has come. Lord, have mercy.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Let thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth, as it is done way up in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, Lord. Forgive us our trespasses, like we do on a thing that do it against us. Thine is the kingdom, the power and glory, forever and ever. Sing your praises to Jah. Jah, help us. Jah help us, Jah help us, hallelujah. Jah help us, Jah help us, Jah help us, hallelujah. Our Father, who art in heaven, kingdom come, thy will be done on earth, as it is done way up in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, Lord. forgive us our trespasses, like we do one of them that do it against us. Thine is the kingdom, the power and glory, forever and ever. Sing all your praises to Jah Jah. Jah help us, Jah help us, Jah help us, hallelujah. Jah help us.
Welcome to all listeners worldwide.
Issues in a more sturdy manner. It helped me to look at things from all other perspective. You know, overcome the evil with the good, you know, at all times. Hmm. And to always triumph where I see that, like, I'm, you know, who never prosper. Rastafari ever helped me to cross that bridge. And it has brightened the focus of the music, which I relate in all aspects, bringing a more spirituality into the music.
Yes, I keeping it Levitical, the Levites, the singers and players, the instruments right here. Yes, I Gemar Chatima Tova. May the I and I be sealed in the book of life for good sealing. A seal up right here for the Yom Ha Kippurim, the Day of Atonement here in the season. Now, usually, during the service, there's what's known as the Yizkor. The Yizkor. The Yizkor means like remembrance, a memorial, remembrance. It's a memorial service for departed family members and I and I Rastafari family. So those who have trodden forward, here. We like to give a little tribute. Yes, I tribute to I and I Rastafari martyrs right here. The memorial service known Hebraically as a Yizkor from Zakar to remember. Also Zakar in the Hebrew is male. As a noun is male. And the word Zakar as a verb means to remember. So here, the Yizkor service. So here for the Thursday podcast, the Upper Room of Zion podcast, a special podcast in the Isla Day, Rastafari Isla Day season, and here for the Yom HaKippurim, tribute to the martyrs right here, to remember I and I, Rastafari, near and dear ones who have tried it, Yahweh, truth and life, right here, from the up here, tribute to the martyrs. Yes, Rastafari, and I.
It was a hard job to take on, to make us all believe the conflict noise, rescue us from evil claws. They wanted to achieve a bench to gain respect, defend our self-esteem, patriot of the continent. I give all my confidence. Redemption, where them gone? Where them been? Where them gone? Where them gone? Where them been? Where them gone? Tribute to the martyrs.
Which part them gone? Where them been?
Tribute to the martyrs.
like Toussaint L'Ouverture. Chase all the pressure, man, out of his land. Tweak.
Mark B. Rebellion, stand up for him right to start to hang him up.
What? Cool, 1865.
So Grace Keith, what say about George Jackson, no?
George Jackson, imprisonment, solitary confinement.
Oh, oh. 1970.
So Bomba, yes Grace, it's Bob Marcus. Marcus 13, what's that?
One God, one team, one destiny.
Seeing it in St. John. Funk.
What?
1977.
The Black Panther.
Freedom fighters.
They tried, they died.
Luther King.
He had a dream, Grizzly. He had a dream. Believe you me.
Malcolm X.
Let's struggle. Let's struggle.
In a pool of blood.
But we're nobody doing that.
It's only me, Rasta.
Yes,
I and I was not born in Chambord. I and I was born in Chambord.
Hear something, feel something, know something, do something, see something, be someone. You be someone.
Hey, 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 I and I, Rastafari, homage. Tribute to the martyrs, the Rastafari martyrs right here, here, here. As is said on the Yom HaKippurim, what's known as the Yizkor, remembrance, memorial service, remembrance service, the Rastafari Yizkor, a.k.a. tribute to Jah martyrs. Yes, I think there's an elder, one of the elders, don't want to misname the elder. But saw a post that one of the elders, you know, from all the persecutions that happened in Benjamin's exile land in Jamaica has passed on. And so many others have gone forward. But still, we give thanks for the testimony of the King of Kings. Yes, I. Kanamawi Hala Selassie Hadosh Baruch Guru Kashem. So here, 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 just to bring out some of the main themes of the service for Yom HaKippurim, the Yizkor right here, here, here. What is the Yizkor? It's a reason, man, right here. Yizkor and other memorial prayers. Now, usually the service, here we're on the ear and the irid and Jah grace, truth, and life. Yes, I. But usually in the gathering, like in the community, right, there's a shaharit, there is the dawning service, the early hours of the morning service, Leviticus chapter 16, verses 1 to 34, fire key word sound from Numbers chapter 29, verses 7 to 11. There is the Haftarah, the prophet's reading, Isaiah chapter 57, verse 14 to 58, verse 14, and then for I and I, of the Brit Chadash, the Adis Kidan, the new covenant of the King of Kings Christ. We have Romans chapter 3, focus verses 21 to 26, and 2 Corinthians chapter 5, focus verses 10 to 21. Now, after the Shaharit, the early hours of the dawning, the morning, after that service here, there is the Yizkor. The Yizkor, remembrance, memorial service for departed family members, and I and I of the Beta Rastafari, tributing and remembering, memorializing. You know, I and I, Rastafari brothers and sisters, once have trotted this tribe, the elders and the martyrs. Yes, I. So I and I can recall any particular, you know, ones and ones at this particular Iowa. But here, 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 just an overview. Yizkor and other memorial remembrance prayers. Four times a year, Ashana, a memorial service for what they refer to as the dead, but we say according to the gospel, according to the true Hebraic sense, the righteous not really die. They sleep, they're resting. Yes, I. So for those who have gone asleep, as it were, takes place in the Knesset, in the gathering, the Mikrab, the Kahala, the Hebrew church, also known as the synagogue. Seen means together. Gaga means to gather, the gathering together. Following the Torah and the Haftarah reading, and for I and I, the Brit Chadasha reading. On Yom Kippur, more correctly, Yom HaKippurim, the Day of the Atonement. On the last day of Pesach, Passover, Fasica. On the second day of Shavuot, which is the harvest, the Feast of Weeks. And on the eighth day of Sukkot, the eighth day of Sukkot, coming forward, 5 days, 5 days to come, 5 days after Yom HaKippurim, the Day of the Atonement, comes tabernacles, the ingathering, Sukkot, huts, Sukkot, tabernacles, Sukkot, booths. And on the eighth day, we have the Shemini Atzeret. The Shemini, the eighth Atzeret, that's sealing up on the eighth day. The prayer said at that time, and at this Iowa, is called Yizkor, from Zakar, to remember as a verb, and Zakar, male, as a noun. Yizkor, from the opening words are Yizkor Elohim, Yizkor Hailahim, may the power Hailahim remember. It is said by every person who has ever suffered the loss of a parent or of other loved ones. Even I and I, the elders are like I and I parents in Rastafari, or like even step parents, you know, helping I and I to walk it out, make the right steps in Yahweh, truth and life. Now, some of the authorities and the scholars, they favor its omission during the first year after death or after the passing, since its recitation during this period, when the tragedy is still so fresh in mind, may cause an undue sense of grief to dampen the joy of the festival of the feast at the times in which the Yizkor Elohim is said, may Elohim Hailahim remember. The deceased is mentioned. Those who have passed on, gone before, their names are mentioned in the prayer. They're mentioned by name in the prayer, remembered by name in the prayer. Yizkor also contains a pledge to tzedakah, which is charity, tzedakah from tzedek, righteousness. So we define it as righteous giving, a pledge to tzedakah, charity, righteous giving. For, inamnalen, I and I admit, I and I amen, namin, namin, I and I admit that an act of tzedakah, an act of charity, righteous giving, in addition to its intrinsic merit, will and does contribute, go along with the tribute to redeeming the soul, the nefesh of the departed, the psyche of the departed. Yizkor is said here on Yom HaKippurim, on the Day of the Atonement, because Yom HaKippurim is a day of judgment when the dead as well as the living need Kippurim, need atonement. The pledge to charity, to tzedakah, is also in keeping with the special theme of the day HaKippurim of the atonement, namely that, quote, prayer, repentance, teshuva, and charity avert the severe decree. Again, the theme of the Yom HaKippurim is that prayer, repentance, and charity avert the severe decree. Yizkor, memorial remembrance, is said on the other three festivals, the feast three times in the year, where all the Zakar, the males of Yisrael, to gather in the place where he who be, who ye be, has said his name, because HaTorah, the Torah reading for those days, they include the verse, the verse from Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 17. The verse, quote, "They shall not appear before Jehovah empty-handed, but each with his own gift, according to the bracha, the blessing that Yahuwah, that Jehovah, your Elohim, your power, bestowed upon you, upon y'all, upon I and I all. So here, Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 17, in connection with the Yizkor, with the memorial remembrance, is said on the other three feasts and festival seasons, because the Torah reading for those days, word, sound, power, includes the verse, "They," speaking of I and I that gathered together, especially the sons, "shall not appear before Jehovah empty-handed, but each of I and I with his own gift, according to the bracha, the blessing, the increase, the blessedness that he who be, we be, his divine majesty, Jehovah, the I Elohim, the I power, bestowed upon you, upon I and I and we." Yizkor, with its pledge to charity or tzedakah from tzedek, righteousness, righteous giving, it serves this purpose too. There's another memorial remembrance prayer that begins with the word El Male Rachamim. El Male Rachamim, meaning El, the Almighty, the power, El, Ha'el, Ha'el, the power, Male, full, to be full, Male Rachamim, 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 Male Rachamim, full of compassion, full of yieldingness, compassion. El Male Rachamim. It's very interesting, this word Rachamim. We have the Rechem, which is the womb. So the connection of the womb in the womb man with that attribute of he who be, we be. But here, another memorial prayer that begins with the words, Hebrew words, El Male Rachamim. El Almighty, full of compassion. This prayer, whose name is often simply abbreviated to the Male, the full of, is recited at the Yizkor, the remembrance, the memorial service, by the prayer leader on behalf of all the deceased, all the departed, for whom the Yizkor prayer was said. The Male, El Male Rachamim, El Power, true good, true God, Almighty Power, full of compassion. The Male prayer is also said at funeral services, at going home services, as some refer to it, and it is said on the Yahzeit at the synagogue on behalf of the deceased by the sexton or the Gabbai. That's the one who helps to conduct the services. We see when Yeshua, Rabbeinu, was in the synagogue of Nazareth, that one who gave him the Torah scrolls and he read and then gave it back to him. Now, the Male prayer is not said on days when Tachanum is omitted. It's said in prayers for beseeching, supplications. Should a Yahzite, that's what some of the other Yehudis call it, fall on such a day, the recitation of the Male, the full of prayer, is advanced to a day when it may be said. Just a little note there. Now, naturally, a member of the Beit Av, the word for family in the Hebrew is Beit, house, Av, house of the father. So I and I is a Beit Ras Tefari, brothers and sisters, family. So naturally, a member of the Beit Av, the family, must be present at services to request the prayer. Still, another memorial begins with the words, Av Ha Rachamim. Av, Father, Ha, the Rachamim, the mercies, translated as merciful Father, the Hebrew, Av, ha the rachamim, the mercies, the mercifuls, in that sense, in that fullness. The recitation of this prayer, the Av HaRachamim, however, is not confined to those who have suffered a personal loss. It is said by the entire congregation, the aggregation, for the departed souls of all of the martyred of Jah people. And thus it is a fitting conclusion to the Yizkor, the memorial service. Av HaRachamim, or some Yehudis would say it, enunciate as Av HaRachamim, ancient pointing, Afro-Semitic pointing, Av HaRachamim, as a memorial prayer is not restricted to the Yizkor memorial service. At first, it was also said on the Shabbats, on the Sabbaths before Shavuot, the Sabbaths before harvest, Pentecost, Feast of Weeks, and Tisha B'Av, and the ninth of the father, the ninth of the fifth moon. Since both of these Shavuot weeks, sevens, right, the sevens commemorate events during the period of the Crusades, when many of the Yehudi and even many of the black and brown Yehudi communities were destroyed, and many of the black and the brown Yehudi also suffered martyrdom. Now it is said regularly in most aggregations, congregations, after the Torah reading as part of the weekly Sabbath service, except on festive or festival Sabbaths, and on Sabbaths preceding Rosh Chodesh, the new moon, the new month, exclusive of the Sefera period, when it is nevertheless said. So here, just a little bit on the memorial service that occurs during the feasts and festivals, and here for the Yom HaKippurim. Aynai Rastafari Yehudim, we tribute the Rastafari and the Ethiopian Hebrew martyrs, the martyrs of Jah people. And here, not forsaking the Levite here, Ijaman, Levi, right here, with this tune here, over there. Jah blesses and blessings to life and liberty. Yes, I give thanks, Conqueror Videos and Sound. Yes, Yizkor Elohim, all I and I, brothers and sisters, all the martyrs. Yes, I remember this word right here, here, here.
And this is very important thing. Now he says it's touching the dead that they rise. Have you not read in the book of Moses how in the bush God spake unto him, saying, I'm the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. He's not the God of the dead, but the God of the living.
Yes, I, yes, I. Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, the Holy Trinity, God of the living, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So right here, 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 let's remember this still is an Isla Day, a holiday.
Yeah! Holiday!
Cut off, and the oil price take off. Dollars fingers off, and the youth them no laugh. And old them drop off, and cash plus lock off. And the biggest mark 11 day a wop. The little island full of bass, when I pay the staff. And world war kick off, and more life a loss. We make more price a cost, we make more rifle blast. From to the party, you can't jack on.
Holiday, from separation, hey, you find a way to cope, and your belly full of hope, on the brink of your salvation. Holiday, some joy and celebration. I wanna bless my neighbors above the morning to your greetings and salutations.
Don't miss a love on 90 where we need up on the street. Belly empty and the youth and tolerance are reach a peak. Machine them and them put them on repeat. Those without will have to get up and go look it on the street. Man a conquering lion when I come here so they get defeat. Give them a break.
On the day, a break from separation. On the brink of your salvation. Holiday,
Yes, I remembrance. Yes, I. So here on the podcast for the Day of the Atonement, right here, reflecting on the reason for the season. After the youth call, the memorial service for family members, loved ones, there's a Musaf additional service, the Amidah standing prayer. Also, there's the retelling of the Yom Kippur, Yom HaKippurim, the Day of the Atonement service at the Heikal, at the temple. And then there's a priestly berakat, the berakat kohanim, the priestly blessing that we have in the last 4 to 5 verses of the Nazirite chapter in the Torah. That's Numbers chapter 6, those last verses there, the priestly blessing. Then we come to the mincha is like the meal. Sometimes it's translated as meal offering. Well, actually, they translate as meat offering. It really is a meal offering, like a grain offering. There's a meal offering. That's the afternoon offering, the mincha. Also, in some places, translated like a gift. This mincha, the offering, usually in the afternoon, right, toward the evening time, the afternoon. And we have Leviticus chapter 18, right, as we had in the dawning, right, Leviticus chapter 16. Here we have Leviticus chapter 18, verses 1 to 30. Then the prophet's reading, Jonah, the full of Jonah, and also Micah chapter 7, focus verses 18 to 20. Then in the Brit Chadasha, the renewed covenant, the New Testament, New Covenant reading, we have the fullness, the reading and the meditation on the book of Hebrews, or the epistle to the Hebrews. And after that is the Ne'elah, the Ne'elah, the Ne'elah. What is the Ne'elah? That's the closing, like the seal up, the closing service, the sealing up service. Now, let's just touch on the seal up. We'll come to the seal up right here, but just to give ones and ones an overview, right? We have the Ne'ilah, the Ne'ilah. What is the Ne'ilah? The Ne'ilah is a closing service, right? The final service of Yom HaKippurim, the closing service, the conclusion, the closing service. The word Ne'ilah, 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 it actually means locking, like locking. Right. And in the rabbinical, the scholarly Hebrew tradition, the trad, this portion of the Yom HaKippurim Aboda, the Aboda, Yom HaKippurim Aboda, or some would say the Yom Kippur Avoda, right, is intended to symbolize that the book of life, the Sefer HaHayim, the book of lives, of liberty, has now been, quote, closed and sealed, is sealed up, end quote, at the conclusion of Yom HaKippurim, at the conclusion of the Day of the Atonement. The Shema here, O Yisrael, is again recited, and the phrase, Yahuwah Hu HaElohim, Yahuwah Hu HaElohim, Yahuwah Hu HaElohim, He who be who he be, he is the Elohim. Ha Elohim, ha Elohim. He who be who he be, he who becomes who he becomes, he is who he is. He himself, ha Elohim, is the power, is the true good, is the true God. This here is repeated seven times. Now there's an interesting reference right here. Let's bring this out right here. Let's go to the scripts. Fellow Talmudim, scholars, disciples of the King of Kings Christ, grab your pen, paper, sacred scripture right here. Let's go to the scripts. First Kings. We have First Kings chapter 18, verse 39. So in First Kings chapter 18, go to the 39th verse right here in connection with the Shema. Hear, O Israel, again being recited, word, sound, power, and the phrase, Yahuwah, Jehovah, Hu, HaElohim, Hu, HaElohim. Hu means he in the Hebrew, Ha, definite article, the Elohim, HaElohim, the true power, the true good, the true God, Hashalush HaKadosh, the true Trinity, the Hebrew Trinity right here, here, here. So here in 1 Kings, this is on the Na'ilah, the ones and ones just come in, it's on the Na'ilah, just going over the service right here. I'm going to seek to focus on the Mincha, right, the Mincha service. The Mincha service includes the Torah reading service, namely Leviticus chapter 18. There's another repetition of the Amidah. There's also the recitation of the Abinu Melkeinu. Abinu Melkeinu in the Hebrew, in the Ethiopic, Abuna Negusana, Abuna, our father, Negusana, our king, in the Hebrew, Abinu, our father, Malkeinu, our king. In the royal Amharic, in the son of Negusana, again, the language of the king of kings, Abatachin, Negusachin, right? There's a poem, a composition that is said, we shared a little bit of it on the Ayabingi, right? That was, I think, Barbara Streisand. We just superimposed that right there, to give one the vibe, a feel of it. Yes, I. So calling on the Levitical, right? Among I and I, Rastafari, to keep it Levitical, and let's work together on the music for the holy times and seasons. You know, it says in the word, when we do teshuvah, to bring plus words. What better words to glorify He who be, we be, the divine majesty, Kelim Ha'olah Selassie, than words from His glory, the B-I-B-L-E. Yes, I, Rastafari. Now, in addition, for the Mincha portion, since it focuses, right, on the importance of teshuvah, to turn, to make that turn, that 180 from the strayway to Yahweh, truth and life. It's called repentance and prayer. The importance of teshuvah, right? Repentance, the change of mind, and prayer from the low ways to higher ways, from the strayways to Yahweh, truth and life. The entire book of Jonah, as we touched on briefly, the metaphysics of Jonah, check that out for the eve of Yom HaKippurim and this Shana, is recited as the Haftarah, as the prophet's portion of the Torah Avodah, of the Torah service. Now, the Na'ilah, the sealing, the closing service, the Na'ilah, the locking service, symbolizing that the Sefer HaChayim, the book of life, literally in the Hebrew, Chayim is in the plural sense of lives. Ha Chayim. So sometimes in the translation say life, and in some cases it refers to life in the plural sense. You can say the triune sense, the fullness of life as lives. So the book, the cipher, Ha Chayim. It's like when I and I do a toast, or ones and ones, Yehudis and others do a toast, and we say L'chaim, L'chaim, lift up the chalice, L'chaim, to lives, to the liberty, L'chaim. So we have the Sefer HaChaim, the book of life, has now been closed and sealed at the conclusion, the fulfillment of Yom HaKippurim. Now, after that, as we said, the Shema is again recited. The Hear, O Israel, from Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4. Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Ahad. Others would say, Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Ahad. And then we have the phrase, Yahweh Hu Ha Elohim, or others would say, Adonai, Hu Ha Elohim. Now, the reason for this difference is that most of the lay people in past times, right, they would refer to him as Adonai, because Adonai even symbolizes calling on, like, the mercy, like, oh, Lord of his mercy, while those in the priestical function, right, having that knowledge of the name, would enunciate the name. So, thus, it is written, Yahuwah, Hu Ha Elohim. Most of the people would, you know, say, right, Adonai, the rank and file Israelites, because even Israel is in that trifold sense. They are the Kohanim, the priests, the Levim, the Levites, and then there is B'nai Yisrael, than there is the sons of Israel. So more of the sons of Israel who are not serving in that priest function, right, would usually refer to him as Adonai. Now, that tribe tradition basically came down to others who had come into, we could say, Judaic teaching or Judaic faith and Judaic practice. But this here is repeated seven times. He who be who he be, he is the Elohim. He is the true Trinity, the Hebrew Trinity. He is Ha Elohim. He is Ha'ilahim. Yahuwah Hu Ha Elohim. Now, this is from 1 Kings. We have 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 39. Let's just get here, right here, here, here. It says, and when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces. Right? That's the act of worshiping in that sense. Falling on one's face. They fell on their faces. And they said, Yahuwah, Hu, Ha Elohim. Yahuwah, Hu, Ha Elohim. So here at 1 Kings chapter 18, this is the section of the scripts where it's subscribed as Jehovah versus Baal. Versus Baal. Versus Baal. Right, the global conspiracy, he who be who he be is divine magic, Kedemah HaSelassie versus the global, Jehovah versus Baal, Baal, right, here with Eliyahu, with Elijah, Rastafari. So here, this is said, it's a very interesting section of scripture, you know, concerning Elijah, the prophet being challenged, and that contest between the true prophet, Eliyahu, Elijah, on behalf of Jehovah versus Baal or Baal. So this here, 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 39, and when all the people saw it, when they saw that the fire of Jehovah fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and the dust and licked up the water that was in the trench, that's verse 38, 39 says, and when all the people, Ha'am, Jah people, saw it, they fell on their faces, and they said, Yahuwah, he who be who he be, who, he, Ha Elohim, he is the true good, the true God, Yahuwah, who, Ha Elohim, he who be who he be, he is the true good, the true God. This is a very, very interesting section of scripts right here, brothers and sisters, but this is not what it said as we come to the Ne'ilah, the Ne'ilah, the Ne'ilah, the closing. This declaration is followed by a long blast of Ha-Shofar, the long blast of the Shofar, the Ram's horn, and this long blast is called the Tekiah Gadola, the Tekiah Gadola. The blast, Gedola, the big blast, but it's a long blast, the great shofar, the great shofar. Now, it's interesting because Rav Shaul, Rabbi Saul, a.k.a. the apostle to the Gentiles, apostle Paul, our brother Paul, he speaks of that, you know, that last trump of the angel or the archangel, speaking about the angel, blowing that heavenly, the heavenly shofar, the great shofar. To remind I and I, right, how the shofar was sounded to proclaim the year of Jubilee. Yobel, Yubelu, Jubilee, to declare, right, and proclaim the year of Jubilee, right? Even that Jubilee palace of His Divine Majesty and His visitation, the palace was known as Yobelu in the Amharic from the Gutas, which is the Yobel, Jubilee. So proclaiming that Jubilee year of freeness throughout the land. Now this here connects with Leviticus. Leviticus chapter 25, verses 9 to 10. Let's just go here quickly. Right? This is what it means by rightly dividing the word of truth. Here a little, there a little. So let's now go to Leviticus. Leviticus chapter 25, verses 9 to 10, and it reads, this is in a section of the law, the Torah, direction, instruction of the land for sustainable repatriation, the year of Jubilee, verses 9 and 10. Then shalt thou cause the trumpet of the Jubilee to sound, the shofar, the ram's horn of the trumpet right, of the Jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the seventh month, seventh moon, in the Day of Atonement, the Yom HaKippurim, shall y'all make the trumpet sound, lift up your voice like a trumpet, Rastafari, sound throughout all your land. Verse 10, and ye and y'all shall hallow, hallow to set apart, to ilify, y'all shall ilify the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout all the land to all the inhabitants thereof. It shall be a yobel you, a jubilee to you, and ye and y'all shall return every man to his possession, and ye and y'all shall return every man to his family. So right here, just to bring out this word for why the great shofar, the long blast, the tekiyah gedolah, is sounded, right? Because of the connection of Leviticus chapter 25, verses 9 and 10. Now, after Yom HaKippurim, the Day of Atonement's end, so technically speaking, we're in the grace of the King of Kings Christ here on the podcast. We're in the evening time, so this is more or less for teaching, for learning, for growing in grace and the knowledge of the King of Kings Christ, Adonenu Yeshua HaMoshiach. But here, after Yom HaKippurim, the Day of the Atonement, add an S to that, the Day of the Atonement ends or fulfills, we, I and I, are required to recite or to hear, either to say it, word, sound, and power, or to hear the word, sound, and power, right, of the Havdalah. The Havdalah. The Havdalah traditionally is usually over like wine before we eat anything. Now, what's connected with the tradition, right, to fast or not to fast? Traditionally speaking, ones would fast, especially rank and file people would fast on the Yom HaKippurim, 25-hour fast. Right? The Torah says itself to afflict the soul. David in Psalm 35, he speaks about how he humbled, or in the Hebrew, anah, he anahed his nefesh, right, by fasting. He humbled, another word for afflict, he humbled his soul by way of fasting. Thus, by the tried and tradition, and also the prophet Isaiah, in Isaiah chapter 58, bringing out the sense of the tried and tradition of the people even then, was to fast in order to, as a means to afflict the soul. But we all know of some of I and I and the Rastafari liberty, that Nazarene and also that Essene liberty. You know, some of I and I can go without food for like, you know, for a whole day and don't even recognize it. Therefore, that there might not afflict someone's and one's souls, right? Therefore, they still must fulfill the statute, you know, the statute of HaTorah, right, to afflict the soul, to humble the soul. So this is why we say that there's no fasting on Shabbat day. I don't know how that thing got into among some of the Rastafari, some of the mansions and camps, but there's no fasting on Shabbat days. And the Shabbat days are twofold. There is the seventh day Shabbat, what's called the weekly Sabbath, and then there are the Shabbat of the appointments, the feasts, the festivals, the Mo'edei Yahuwah, the Mo'edim of Jehovah, the appointments of Jehovah. The only one that may be an exception and is according to the direction, instruction, the glory, an exception is Yom HaKippurim. Because Yom HaKippurim is the only of the 7 days, the six of the 7 days or times in the season, where we are commanded to humble and to afflict our soul. During the other seasons and times, ones can read it in Leviticus chapter 23, we're told to rejoice, to be happy. The command there is to be happy. So even if one's not happy at those times, to fulfill that command, you have to be happy. Even if it's just being happy, and he who be, we be, must be happy. Here, in this season, this time, the commandment is to afflict, right? To afflict the psyche, afflict the soul. Therefore, fasting is recommended. Some people say, well, fasting, that's what's commanded. It's not commanded to fast. It's commanded to afflict the soul. Fasting is an ideal means for most, if not all, to afflict the soul. But yet you have some ones and ones, as somebody and I was reasoning, even some of the Ethiopian Hebrew Orthodox Church of Philadelphia fast, right, of the Church of His Majesty. And, you know, we were saying that chant is like, you know, just, okay, we have saints on food, you know, but many of us can go the whole day without eating, some of I and I, you know what I mean, in that discipline, you know, it's a discipline, it's a quiet so-called taste, so to speak. So just doing that, and this is where Isaiah chapter 58, where John starts to chastise them and even bring them to a higher level of fasting, of doing for others and showing charity and charitable giving. You can check it out there. Psalm 35, David says he humbled, afflicted his soul with fasting, thus a tradition of fasting to humble, afflict the soul. And then in Isaiah chapter 58, Jah reproves them, you know, Jah people, our people, because we're always kind of murmuring, grumbling, oh, haven't we fasted? We've done all this and all that. He says, you call that a fast? You know, I'll tell you what a fast is. Check it out. Isaiah chapter 58 right there. This is why after Yom HaKippurim fulfills, required to recite or hear the Havdalah, right? The Havdalah called by Eastern European Yehudi, the Havdalah, right? The Havdalah, right? It's connected with Leviticus chapter 10, verse 10. Just so we're just full and thorough right here. Let's go to Leviticus. It says, forsake not the Levite, right? Neither the man nor the teaching. You know what I mean? The priest nor the teaching, the priest's assistant, tutor for I and I. Here in Leviticus chapter 10, verse 10, it says, you are to distinguish between the holy, the Isla, and the common, and between the unclean and the clean. That's one translation of it right there. Let's just bring this up right here. And here in the KJV, it says, and that ye, that y'all, I and I all may put difference. So the Havdalah is connected with this sense right here. Ooh. Le habdil, ule habdil, bain, ha kodesh u bain, ha hol u bain, ha tame u bain, ha tahor. So basically what was being said here is, and that y'all put a difference, ule habdil. Or some enunciate ul habdil, habdala, the making of the separation. We call that separation, the putting of difference, the distinguishing the sacred from the profane, distinguishing, making a difference, putting a difference between the holy, the Isla, and the un-Isla, the not Isla, between the unclean and the clean. Ule habdil bain ha kodesh ubain ha hol ubain ha tame ubain ha tahor. It's interesting, the Hebrew word tahor, right, is like clean right there. In Amharic, in the Royal Amharic, we have teru, like it's usually translated as good. There's a few words for types of good. Teru, like some of quality of goodness. Yeah. Teru. In the Hebrew, that word is the tahor. Good is bears witness to the Hebrew there, but the teru, the tahor, that which is clean. So the Havdalah that seals up, right, it means separation, distinguishing, putting a different ceremony is observed at the end of a Shabbat. On like the Saturday night, when the three stars, usually the three stars, those three stars in the belt, when three stars actually, just generally, but some say more, it was when the three stars were visible in the sky in order to mark the distinction between the departing sacred day and the coming ordinary weekday. One way to begin your Havdalah ceremony is to go outside and to look at the stars, to behold the wonder of Ha'el, Ha'el's creation, the iration. The ceremony is usually celebrated at home with the Beit Av, with the family or friends, and includes three blessings: blessing over wine, a blessing over spices, and a blessing bracha over light, as well as what's known as Hamavdil. Hamavdil is a bracha, a blessing, thanking Ha'el, Ha'el, the power, Ha'elohim, for separating the days and making HaShabbat sacred, set apart. There's three components that are usually required for the home ceremony. And these three, just to go over it right here, is a tall braided candle with several wicks, Kiddush cup of wine, or we say the Kiddush chalice, right, even of the new wine, yes, I and this I with this time, and a box filled with fragrant spices, which is known as the besamin, right, the spicy, yeah, besamin, the sweet herb, besamin, kana besom. Besom sweet. Here we have besamin, the fragrant, the sweet-smelling spices. So now, Robeinu Yeshua HaMoshiach and I, Rabbi, the Rabbi of Rabbis, when the woman with the alabaster box, you know, anointed, you know, his foot and everything, we can kind of see some connections here, that box filled with fragrant spices. Besamin, right, the samin, the besom, kana, but Kanabos is short for Kanabesom, right? Sweet-smelling, fragrant, yes? The Havdalah ceremony usually begins with a recitation of a number of biblical verses commemorating Ha'elohim's salvation, Ha'elohim, Ha'el's Yeshua, the King of Kings Christ. For example, Yeshayah, Isaiah chapter 12, verses 2 to 3, is often recited, "Behold, Hine El Yeshuati, Hine, look and see, here it is, behold, El Yeshuati, that El, Hayel, the power, is my Yeshua, is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for Jehovah Adonai is my strength, and my song. He also has become my salvation. Therefore, with joy shall you all draw water out of the wells of salvation." Ha-Yeshua, the wells of salvation. There's also Psalm 116, verse 13, that's often recited. You know that psalm? That psalm, this psalm here. Kos Yeshuot Esa. Oh, b'shem Yahuwah Ekra, I will lift up the cup of salvation, the kos, the cup, the chalice, kos Yeshuot, the cup of Yeshua, the cup of salvations, victories, kos Yeshuot Esa, I will lift up the chalice of salvation, ooh, and b'shem, in the name Yahuwah Jehovah, in the name of He who be, Ekra. Ekra, I will call out to him by name. Ekra, I will recite to him. I will chant, I will read to him, recite to him. Yes, I recite him. So there's the bracha, the blessing over the wine. And here for I and I, Rastafari Yehudim, this is also a blessing over the cup, the chalice. Right, the blessing, Baruch Atah Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Borei Perei HaGafen. Bless art the I, Adonai, I and I Elohim, King of the universe, universal King, who creates the fruit of the vine. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu, Melech ha'olam, borei pri ha'gafen. And what's interesting is, remember Yeshua, after, you know, the crucifixion, the resurrection, they only knew him when he was blessing the bread. These are these ancient blessings right here. Now, there's a blessing over the spices. Looking at the time right here. Blessing over the spices, right? The blessing over the besamin. Even the blessing over the kana besam. A special spice box filled with fragrant herbs, besamin, besom, kana besom, is used to represent the redolence of the Shabbat, the spicy, you know, the spicy, commonly spices were used like clove, cinnamon, or bay leaves, right? Since sweet-smelling spices, they help distinguish special fragrance from the more ordinary. Since sweet-smelling spices help to distinguish, habdil, habdallah, right, distinguish, put a difference, right, between special fragrance from the more ordinary. Part of the reason for the besamim box, like the besom, besamim box, like the fragrant herb box, is to illustrate another separation of the sacred from the profane, the sacred that we just set apart, like if we had a family gathering and granddad or grandma and granddad going to be here. These seats are for them. Don't sit in them. Don't play around with those seats. Those seats are set apart. So the same sense, the sacred from the ordinary, profane, right? That which goes on in the holy space from that which goes on outside. The following bracha is said upon the smelling the spice box. So upon smelling the spice box, this bracha, this blessing is said, Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam, Borei Meneya Wisamim, Bisamim, Bisamim. Blessed art the I, Adonai, I and I, Power, Hailahim, King of the Universe, Universal King, Creator, Borei, Creator of different types of spices, Borei Minei Bisamim. Borei Minei Bisamim. Creator of different kinds of spices. And then there is the blessing over the fire. So the Havdalah, there's a candle, the light that's used, usually today a candlelight. But the Havdalah, the light, right, the first element created by Ha'ilahim, by the power Elohim. Bereishis, in the beginning, in Chokmah, in wisdom, of the first Shabuah, the first week, the first seven, the first strong. Lighting this candle or lighting that light is the first act of work, the first act of work permitted on the Yom Kol, Yom Day Chol, ordinary day, Yom Kol, Yom Chol. Right? After lighting, hold your hands close to the flame in order to see the reflection of the flame in our fingernails or on the shadow of I and I palm. This light represents the light by that we, I and I, can now work with our hands in the world around us. So the following bracha blessing is said upon considering the light. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam, Borei Meorei HaEish, Borei Meorei Meorei HaEish, Creator of the flame, of the light, of the light of the fire. Literally, right? Me orei of the light of, right? Creator of the light of Ha'esh, the fire. So the bracha of the fire, right? Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam, Borei Me orei Ha'esh. So the braided, some use a braided, you know, a braided type of candle that represents light. The first element referred to in Bereishis in Genesis at the Bereishis, at the beginning of the first Shabuah of the Iration creation. It also represents the creation of fire. There's a Midrash, a study that teaches that at the end of the first Shabbat, Adam was said to have been struck by fear with the coming of darkness. Also in the Ethiopic book, Adam and Eve, the book of Adam and Eve. Also, we have that, I recall, a reason in the book, the Ethiopic book of Adam and Eve. But Adam was struck by a fear with the coming of darkness. To abate this fear, Ha'ilahim, the power gave him knowledge, da'at, and the tools to create a fire. Thus, like this, his fear was abated, his fear went away. And lastly but not leastly, the Ha-Mabdil or the Habdalah, the Bracha, the blessing proper. The last Bracha, right, of the ceremony is known as the Ha-Mabdil. Some refer to it as the Ha-Mabdil. We say the Ha-Mabdil, the Bracha over the separation of different things. This Bracha, this blessing is recited over the Kiddush cup of wine, over the chalice, using only the light of the Habdalah candle. This will go through this right here, 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 right? The basics of this right here, here, here. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. Ha-Mabdil Bein Kodesh Le-Chol Bein Or Le-Hoshek. Bein Yisrael La-Amin. Bein Yom Ha-Shevi'i Le-Shesheta Yemei Ha-Ma'eseh. Baruch Ata Yahuwah Ha-Mabdil Bein Kodesh Le-Chol. Wimru Amen and the Amen. Here, here, here to receive. Baruch Ata, yes, I. Blessed art the I, Elohim, King of the Universe, Universal King, Eternal King, who distinguishes between the Isla and the profane, between light and darkness, between Yisrael, Israel, and the nations, other nationalities, between the seventh day and the sixth day of work. Blessed are the I, Adonai, who distinguishes between the Isla and the profane, the holy and the unholy. Amen. And so after the Bracha, after the blessing is completed, some traditions spill a small amount of the wine from the Kiddush cup onto a plate to symbolize the loss of the Shabbat, as it were. And then we drink from Ainai chalices. So maybe that would be like the first draw. You don't fully take it in, you just let it go. And then you draw deep. Yes, finally, Ainai extinguished the flame from the Habdalah candle by dipping it, some traditions, in the wine cup and listening to it fizzle. It's sizzle, right? The room is now entirely dark. This is some tradition, just to share it right here. I and I turn on the lights and sing, right? The Eliyahu, right? Eliyahu ha-Navi, Eliyahu, Elijah the prophet. And ones will wish everyone a Shavua Tov, a good seven, a good strong, a good week ahead, you know, and here, you know, basically is Yom Tov, you know what I mean, and a good day and a good feast right here, as we have Sukkot coming after. Yes, I, Rastafari, just to give ones and ones an overview, and just segueing it right here in the season with today's daily psalm, just briefly to touch on it, very interesting from the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, today's daily psalm. Today's daily psalm really brings out, the season right here, right? Psalm 32, right? With this theme of forgiveness. Yes, I, Rastafari. So let's ride up.
Psalm 32.
Mizmor Lamed Bet Le David Maskil. David Maskil.
Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven. Is forgiven.
Ashre Nesui Pesha. Pesha.
Whose sin is covered.
Kesui hata'a.
Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity.
Ashre Adam.
And in whose spirit there is no guile.
Lo yachshov Adonai lo avon.
When I kept silence, my bones waxed old through my roaring all the day long. For day and night thy hand was heavy upon me. My moisture is turned into the drought of summer. Selah. I acknowledged my sin unto thee, and mine iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. And thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. Selah. For this shall everyone that is godly pray unto thee in a time when thou mayest be found. Surely in the floods of great waters they shall not come nigh unto him. Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. Selah. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. Be ye not as the horse, or as the mule, which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with bit and bridle, lest they come near unto thee. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he that trusteth in the Lord, mercy shall compass him about. Be glad in the Lord, and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart, 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 upright in
heart.
Yeah, Rastafari, I live it. Last year I live it, and reigned in the heart of all man forever. Jah. Jah.
Psalm 32.
Mizmor lamed bet le David Maske.
Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven. Is forgiven.
Ashre nesui pesha.
Whose sin is covered.
Kesui hatah. מזמור ל"ב לדוד משכיל. אשרי נשוי פשע כסוי חטאה. אשרי אדם לא יחשוב אדוני לו עוון, ואין ברוחו רמייה. כי החרשתי בלו עצמי בשאגתי כל היום. כי יומם ולילה תכבד עלי ידיך, נהפך לשדי וחרבוני קיץ אלה. חטאתי אודיעך ועווני לא כיסיתי. אמרתי אודה עלי פשעי לאדוני, ואתה נשאת עוון חטאתי סלע. על זאת יתפלל כל חסיד אליך לעת מצוא, רק לשטף מים רבים אליו לא יגיעו. אתה סתר לי, מצר תצרני, רמנה פלט וסובבני סלע. השכילך ואורך, בדרך זו תלך, יעצה עליך עיני. אל תהיו כסוס כפרת אין הבין, ומתק ורסן עדיו לבלום. אל קרוב אליך. רבים מכאובים לרשע, והבוטח באדוני חסד יסובבנו. שמחו באדוני וגילו צדיקים, והרנינו כל ישרי לב.
call in to hear the full of full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761 to hear the full of full now. Call in. 515-602-9761. Call in. 515-602-9761. Call in. 515-602-9761. Call in to hear the full of full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay.
Yes, here. About 5 minutes, y'all listening to the live stream. Always catch it on the replay. Yes, I let's ride up right here. Torah reading for the fulfillment of the Yom HaKippurim, Leviticus 18. We also have Jonah, yes, I, and some more reasonings on today's daily psalm, a good meditation, iditation. If you haven't gotten a chance to iditate, definitely take the time to iditate. Here. Gemar Chatama Toba. May the I and I and I be sealed in the book of life for good sealing. Yes, I. Seal up. Awo. What's up of the challenge?
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. The Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important,
Baruch Ata Adonai. Baruch Abba Yerushalayim. Baruch Ata Adonai. Baruch Abba Yerushalayim. Baruch Ata Adonai.
Yes! Yes, Tafari.
Adonai.
Yes!
Adonai.
Yes! Yes, Tafari.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad,
Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
And here, Leviticus, for the men call, Leviticus chapter 18, here.
Chapter 18. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, I am the Lord your God. After the doings of the land of Egypt, wherein ye dwelt, shall ye not do. And after the doings of the land of Canaan, whither I bring you, shall ye not do. Neither shall ye walk in their ordinances. Ye shall do my judgments, and keep mine ordinances to walk therein. I am the Lord your God. Ye shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgments, which if a man do, he shall live in them. I am the Lord. None of you shall approach to any that is near of kin to him to uncover their nakedness. I am the Lord. The nakedness of thy father or the nakedness of thy mother shalt thou not uncover. She is thy mother. Thou shalt not uncover her nakedness. The nakedness of thy father's wife shalt thou not uncover. It is thy father's nakedness. the nakedness of thy sister, the daughter of thy father, or daughter of thy mother, whether she be born at home or born abroad, even their nakedness thou shalt not uncover. The nakedness of thy son's daughter, or of thy daughter's daughter, even their nakedness thou shalt not uncover, for theirs is thine own nakedness. The nakedness of thy father's wife's daughter, begotten of thy father, she is thy sister, thou shalt not uncover her nakedness. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy father's sister, she is thy father's near kinswoman. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy mother's sister, for she is thy mother's near kinswoman. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy father's brother. Thou shalt not approach to his wife, she is thine aunt. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy daughter-in-law, she is thy son's wife. Thou shalt not uncover her nakedness. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy brother's wife, it is thy brother's nakedness. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of a woman and her daughter. Neither shalt thou take her son's daughter or her daughter's daughter to uncover her nakedness, for they are her near kinswomen. It is wickedness. Neither shalt thou take a wife to her sister, to vex her, to uncover her nakedness beside the other in her lifetime. Also, thou shalt not approach unto a woman to uncover her nakedness as long as she is put apart for her uncleanness. Moreover, thou shalt not lie carnally with thy neighbor's wife to defile thyself with her. And thou shalt not let any of thy seed pass through the fire to Molech, neither shalt thou profane the name of thy God. I am the Lord. Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is abomination. Neither shalt thou lie with any beast to defile thyself therewith. Neither shall any woman stand before a beast to lie down thereto. It is confusion. Defile not ye yourselves in any of these things. For in all these the nations are defiled which I cast out before you. And the land is defiled. Therefore I do visit the iniquity thereof upon it, and the land itself vomiteth out her inhabitants. Ye shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgments, and shall not commit any of these abominations, neither any of your own nation, nor any stranger that sojourneth among you. For all these abominations have the men of the land done which were before you, and the land is defiled. That the land spew not you out also when ye defile it, as it spewed out the nations that were before you. For whosoever shall commit any of these abominations, even the souls that commit them shall be cut off from among their people. Therefore shall ye keep mine ordinance, that ye commit not any one of these abominable customs which were committed before you, and that ye defile not yourselves therein. I am the Lord your God. Sweet savor, a sacrifice made by fire unto the Lord. sweet savour, a sacrifice made by fire unto the Lord, by fire unto the Lord, by fire unto the Lord, by fire unto the Lord. And ye shall have a sacrifice made by fire unto the Lord, a sacrifice made by fire unto the Lord, a sacrifice made by fire, a sacrifice made by fire, a sacrifice made by fire unto the Lord. And ye shall have on the 10th day of this 7th month an holy convocation, and ye shall afflict your souls. Ye shall not do any work therein. But ye shall offer a burnt offering unto the Lord for a sweet savour, one young bullock, one ram, and 7 lambs of the first year. They shall be unto you without blemish. And their meat offering shall be a flour mingled with oil, 3/10 deals to a bullock, and 2/10 deals to one ram, a several tenth deal for one lamb throughout the 7 lambs, 1 kid of the goats for a sin offering, beside the sin offering of atonement, and the continual burnt offering, and the meat offering of it, and their drink offerings. A sacrifice made by fire, a sacrifice made by fire, a sacrifice made by fire unto the life 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 fire unto the
life fire unto the life fire unto the life fire unto the life fire unto the life fire unto the life fire unto the life fire.
Book of Jonah, chapter 1, verses 1 to chapter 4, verse 11. Besa ma'ab wa walem fasa kadus, ahadu amlak. Now the word of Yahweh Bruku came to Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. But Jonah rose up to flee to Tarshish from the presence of Yahweh Buruku, and went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof, and went down into it, to go with them to Tarshish from the presence of Yahweh. But Yahweh Buruku sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. Then the mariners were afraid, and cried every man to his Elohim, and cast forth the wares that were in the ship into the sea, to lighten it from them. But Jonah was gone down into the sides of the ship, and he lay, and was fast asleep. So the shipmaster came to him and said to him, what meanest thou, O sleeper? Arise, call upon thy Elohim, if so be that Elohim will think upon us, that we perish not. And they said every one to his fellow, come and let us cast lots, that we may know for whose cause this evil was upon us. So they cast lots, and the lot fell upon Jonah. Then said they to him, tell us, we pray thee, for whose cause this evil was upon us. What is thy occupation, and whence comest thou? What is thy country, and of what people art thou? And he said to them, I am a Hebrew, and I fear Yahweh Elohim of heaven, Buruku, which have made the sea and the dry land. Then were the men exceedingly afraid, and said to him, why hast thou done this? For the men knew that he fled from the presence of Yahweh Buruku, because he had told them. Then said they to him, what shall we do to thee, that the sea may be calm to us? For the sea was wrought and was tempestuous. And he said to them, take me up, and cast me forth into the sea, so shall the sea be calm to you, for I know that for my sake this great tempest is upon you. Nevertheless, the men rowed hard to bring it to the land, but they could not, for the sea rocked and was tempestuous against them. Wherefore they cried to Yahweh Buruku and said, we beseech thee, O Yahweh, we beseech thee, let us not perish for this man's life, and lay not upon us innocent blood. For thou, O Yahweh Buruku, hast done as it pleased thee. So they took up Jonah and cast him forth into the sea, and the sea ceased from her raging. Then the men feared Yahweh Buruku exceedingly, and offered a sacrifice to Yahweh and made vows. Now Yahweh had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish. Now Yahweh had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. Chapter 2. Then Jonah prayed to Yahweh his Elohim, Buruku, out of the fish's belly, and said, I cried by reason of my affliction to Yahweh, Buruku, and he heard me. Out of the belly of hell cried I, and thou heardest my voice, for thou hadst cast me into the deep, in the midst of the seas, and the floods compassed me about, all thy billows and thy waves passed over me. Then I said, I am cast out of thy sight, yet I will look again toward thy holy temple. The waters compassed me about, even to the soul. The depth clothed me round about. The weeds were wrapped about my head. I went down to the bottom of the mountains. The earth with her bars was about me forever. Yet hast thou brought up my life from corruption, O Yahweh my Elohim, Buruku. When my soul fainted within me, I remembered Yahweh, and my prayer came in to thee, and to thine holy temple. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. But I will sacrifice to thee with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that I have vowed. Salvation is of Yahweh, Buruku. And Yahweh, Buruku, spake to the fish, and it vomited out Jonah upon the dry land. Chapter 3. And the word of Yahweh, Buruku, came to Jonah the second time, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and preach to it the preaching that I bid thee. So Jonah arose and went to Nineveh according to the word of Yahweh. Now Nineveh was an exceeding great city of 3 days' journey. And Jonah began to enter into the city a day's journey. And he cried and said, Yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown. So the people of Nineveh believed Elohim and proclaimed a fast, and put on sackcloth from the greatest of them even to the least of them. For word came to the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne, and he laid his robe from him, and covered him with sackcloth and sat in ashes. And he caused it to be proclaimed and published through Nineveh by the decree of the king and his nobles, saying, Let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock, taste anything. Let them not feed nor drink water. But let man and beast be covered with sackcloth, and crying mightily to Elohim, Buruku. Yea, let them turn every one of them his evil way, and from the violence that is in their hands. Who can tell if Elohim will turn and repent, and turn away from his fierce anger, that we perish not? And Elohim saw their works, that they turned from their evil way, and Elohim repented of the evil that he had said that he would do to them, and he did it not. Chapter 4. But it displeased Jonah exceedingly, and he was very angry. And he prayed to Yahweh, Buruku, and said, I pray thee, O Yahweh, was not this my saying when I was yet in my country? Therefore I fled before to Tarshish, for I knew that thou art a gracious El and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness, and repentest thee of the evil. Therefore now, O Yahweh, take, I beseech thee, my life from me, for it is better for me to die than to live. Then said Yahweh, Buruku, doest thou well be angry? So Jonah went out of the city and sat on the seaside of the city, and there made him a booth and sat under it in the shadow, till he might see what would become of the city. And Yahweh Elohim, Buruku, prepared a gourd and made it to come up over Jonah, that it might be a shadow over his head to deliver him from the grief. So Jonah was exceeding glad of the gourd. But Elohim, Buruku, prepared a worm when the morning rose the next day, and it smote the gourd that it withered. And it came to pass that when the sun did arise, that Elohim prepared a vehement east wind, and the sun beat upon the head of Jonah, that he fainted and wished in himself to die, and said, It is better for me to die than to live. And Elohim said to Jonah, Doest thou well be angry for the gourd? And he said, I do well to be angry, even to death. Then said Yahweh, Buruku, Thou hast had pity on the gourd, for the which thou hast not labored, neither madest it grow, which came up in a night, and perished in a night. And should not I spare Nineveh, that great city wherein are more than 60,000 persons that cannot discern between their right hand and their left hand, and also much cattle? Amen. The glorious name of His Imperial Majesty Kedemawi Haile Selassie Negus Negesa Ethiopia, in the name of Getachim and Ahanatachim Yeshua. Amen.
Adonai Elohenu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai
Echad. Book of Micah, chapter 7, verses 18 to 20. Who is an El like to thee that pardoneth iniquity and passeth by transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He retaineth not his anger for Iva, because he delighteth in mercy. He will turn again, he will have compassion upon us, he will subdue our iniquities, and thou wilt cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. Thou wilt perform the truth to Jacob and the mercy to Abraham, which thou hast sworn to our fathers from the days of old. Amen. Kebole kwalu, kebole demsu, kebole hailu, kebo kitamawi haile selassie negus negesa Ethiopia, sume ikizi abihera, besem getachim and ahanatachin, Yeshua Moshiach. Amen.
Yes, yes, yes. So we have the Torah reading fulfilled, Leviticus chapter 18, the book of Jonah, Micah as well, Micah chapter 7, focus verses 18 to 20. Now crossing over into the Brit Chadasha. Usually the full book or the epistle to the Hebrews, full of full, is read here. Give thanks for all the minachot, the minka, the offerings, you know, like bringing forth our offering, word, sound, and power right here. To all the Rastafari Chabarim and Talmudim, give thanks for Ras Sahar Ahad for the read right there. Also, Ras Ayas and Tafari, and also Ras Anbesa right here. Focusing on these chapters here of the Epistle to the Hebrews, linking the shadow, the old covenant being like that shadow, and the substance right here. Yes, I, Rastafari, give ear right here. Wendem Ras, Anbesa, Tafari, Army Gideon, yes, I, give thanks, here.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Elohenu, Adonai Echad.
And now the reading of St. Paul's Epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 4. Rav Shaul, Igeret el Ebrim, the Dalet chapter. But there is a better rest for the believer, of which HaElohim's creation rest is the type. We begin. Al kein nira na behimetse od hahavetacha lavo el minuthato pein yiraeh eisha michem mi acher pa amayo. Let us therefore fear, respect, reverence, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of. For to us was the gospel preached, as well as to them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. For we which have believed do enter into rest, as he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. For he spake in a certain place of the seventh day on this wise, and HaElohim did rest the seventh day from all his works. And in this place, again, if they shall enter into my rest, seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter therein, and they to whom it is first preached enter not in because of unbelief. Again, he limiteth a certain day, saying in David, today, after so long a time, as it is said, today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. For if Jesus had given them rest, then would he not afterward have spoken for another day? Subsection, the believer rests in a perfect work of redemption, as HaElohim rested from the perfect work of creation. Verse 9, there remaineth therefore a rest for the people of HaElohim. For he that is entered into his rest, he also hath ceased from his own works, as HaElohim did from his. Let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. For the Dibrei HaElohim, the word of the power, is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Subsection, the believer is kept in perfect rest by mercy and grace through the Bani HaElohim, the Son of the Power. Seeing then that we have a great high priest, verse 14, that is passed into the Shamayim, the heavens, Yeshua, the Bein HaElohim, the Son of the Power, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest, a Kohen HaGadol, which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted, like as we are, yet without Chatiat, sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. And continuing on to the Hey chapter, chapter 5, part 3, our great high priest, the office of a high priest. Chapter 5, verse 1. Ki kol kohen gadol halakuach mitok bnei adam mupikad hu ba avur bnei adam ba'inene Elohim lehakriv mincha Wazebach al ha-ha-ta'im. For every high priest taken from among men is ordained for men in things pertaining to Ha-Elohim, that he may offer both gifts and sacrifices for Hatiyat, sins. Who can have compassion on the ignorant and on them that are out of the way? For that he himself also is compassed with infirmity. And by reason hereof he ought, as for the people, so also for himself to offer for Hatiyat, sins. And no man taketh this honor to himself, but he that is called of Ha-Elohim, as was Aharon. Subsection, Christos, Moshiach, a Kohen Gadol, a high priest, after the order of Melchizedek. Verse 5. So also, Moshiach, Christos, Christ, glorified not himself to be made a high priest, but he that said to him, Thou art my son, today have I begotten thee. As he saith also in another place, Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek, who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears to him that was able to save him from death, and was heard in that he feared, respected, reverenced. Though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by things which he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation to all them that obey him. Called of Ha-Elohim and high priest after the order of Melchizedek, the righteous king. Parenthetic, appeal and warnings. Verse 11. Of whom we have many things to say, and hard to be uttered, seeing ye are dull of hearing. For when for the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of Ha-Elohim, and are become such as have need of milk, and not strong meat. For every one that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongeth to them that are full of age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. As we continue to the wild verse, to the wild chapter, chapter 6, verse 1. Al-Kain by Zav Ka'et Reshit Dibar ha Mashiach na avur el hashleimot velo nashu lashit yisodei ha tishuva mima eshei mavet ve ha emuna beElohim. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christos, of Moshiach, of Christ, let us go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith towards Ha-Elohim. Of the doctrine of baptisms and of laying on of hands and of resurrection of the dead and of eternal judgment. And this will we do, if Ha-Elohim permit, Jah willing. For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the manifest Kedus, the Holy Spirit, and have tested the good word, the Dibrei Ha-Elohim, the word of the power and the powers of the world to come. If they shall fall away, to renew them again to repentance, seeing they crucify to themselves the vain Ha-Elohim, the Son of the Power, afresh, and put him to an open shame. For the earth which drinketh in the rain that cometh oft upon it, and bringeth forth herbs meet for them by whom it is dressed, receiveth blessing from Ha-Elohim. But that which beareth thorns and briars is rejected, and is nigh to cursing, whose end is to be burned. But, beloved, we are persuaded better things of you, and things that accompany salvation, though we thus speak. For our Elohim is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which ye have shewed toward his name, in that ye have ministered to the saints, the Kedoshim, and do minister. And we desire that every one of you do shew the same diligence to the full assurance of hope to the end, that ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Part 3 continues. Our high priest within the veil assures our coming thereto. Verse 13. For when Ha Elohim made a promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely blessing I will bless thee, and multiplying I will multiply thee. And so, after he had patiently endured, he obtained a promise. For men verily swear by the greater, and an oath for confirmation is to them an end of all strife, wherein Ha Elohim, willing more abundantly to shew to the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for Ha Elohim to lie, we might have a strong consolation, who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil, whither the forerunner is for us entered, even Yeshua, Jesus, made a Kohen Gadol, high priest, for Ivra Haolam, after the order of Melchizedek, the righteous king.
We have fulfilled all. Praise be to Mesken, to Mesken, Xiavi, Yemesken, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus
Chapter 9. Then verily, the first covenant had also ordinances of divine service and a worldly sanctuary, for there was a tabernacle made. The first, wherein was the candlestick and the table and the showbread, which is called the sanctuary. And after the second veil, the tabernacle, which is called the holiest of all, which had the golden censer and the ark of the covenant overlaid round about with gold, wherein was the golden pot that had manna and Aaron's rod that budded, and the tables of the covenant.
and over it the cherubims of glory shadowing the mercy seat, of which we cannot now speak particularly. Now, when...
Rewind and come back, Selector.
Chapter 16. And the Lord spake unto Moses after the death of the two sons of Aaron, when they offered before the Lord and died. And the Lord said unto Moses, Speak unto Aaron thy brother, that he come not at all times into the holy place within the veil before the mercy seat which is upon the ark, that he die not, for I will appear in the cloud upon the mercy seat. Thus shall Aaron come into the holy place, with a young bullock for a sin offering, and a ram for a burnt offering. He shall put on the holy linen coat, and he shall have the linen breeches upon his flesh, and shall be girded with a linen girdle, and with a linen mitre shall he be attired. These are holy garments. Therefore shall he wash his flesh in water, and so put them on. And he shall take of the congregation of the children of Israel 2 kids of the goat for a sin offering, and 1 ram for a burnt offering. And Aaron shall offer his bullock of the sin offering, which is for himself, and make an atonement for himself and for his house. And he shall take the 2 goats, and present them before the Lord at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And Aaron shall cast lots upon the 2 goats, 1 lot for the Lord, and the other lot for the scapegoat. And Aaron shall bring the goat upon which the Lord's lot fell, and offer him for a sin offering. But the goat on which the lot fell to be the scapegoat shall be presented alive before the Lord, to make an atonement with him, and to let him go for a scapegoat into the wilderness. And Aaron shall bring the bullock of the sin offering which is for himself, and shall make an atonement for himself and for his house, and shall kill the bullock of the sin offering which is for himself. And he shall take a censer full of burning coals of fire from off the altar before the Lord, and his hands full of sweet incense beaten small, and bring it within the veil. And he shall put the incense upon the fire before the Lord, that the cloud of the incense may cover the mercy seat that is upon the testimony, that he die not. And he shall take of the blood of the bullock, and sprinkle it with his finger upon the mercy seat eastward. And before the mercy seat shall he sprinkle of the blood with his finger 7 times. Then shall he kill the goat of the sin offering that is for the people, and bring his blood within the veil, and do with that blood as he did with the blood of the bullock, and sprinkle it upon the mercy seat, and before the mercy seat. And he shall make an atonement for the holy place, because of the uncleanness of the children of Israel, and because of their transgressions in all their sins. And so shall he do for the tabernacle of the congregation that remaineth among them in the midst of their uncleanness. And there shall be no man in the tabernacle of the congregation when he goeth in to make an atonement in the holy place, until he come out and have made an atonement for himself and for his household and for all the congregation of Israel. And he shall go out unto the altar that is before the Lord and make an atonement for it, and shall take of the blood of the bullock and of the blood of the goat, and put it upon the horns of the altar round about. And he shall sprinkle of the blood upon it with his finger 7 times, and cleanse it, and hallow it from the uncleanness of the children of Israel. And when he hath made an end of reconciling the holy place, and the tabernacle of the congregation, and the altar, he shall bring the live goat, and Aaron shall lay both his hands upon the head of the live goat, and confess over him all the iniquities of the children of Israel, and all their transgressions and all their sins, putting them upon the head of the goat, and shall send him away by the hand of a fit man into the wilderness. And the goat shall bear upon him all their iniquities unto a land not inhabited. He shall let go the goat in the wilderness. And Aaron shall come into the tabernacle of the congregation, and shall put off the linen garments which he put on when he went into the holy place, and shall leave them there. And he shall wash his flesh with water in the holy place, and put on his garments, and come forth, and offer his burnt offering and the burnt offering of the people, and make an atonement for himself and for the people. And the fat of the sin offering shall he burn upon the altar. And he that let go the goat for the scapegoat shall wash his clothes, and bathe his flesh in water, and afterward come into the camp. And the bullock for the sin offering and the goat for the sin offering, whose blood was brought in to make atonement in the holy place, shall one carry forth without the camp, and they shall burn in the fire their skins and their flesh and their dung. And he that burneth them shall wash his clothes and bathe his flesh in water, and afterward he shall come into the camp. And this shall be a statute forever unto you, that in the seventh month, on the tenth day of the month, ye shall afflict your souls and do no work at all, whether it be one of your own country or a stranger that sojourneth among you. For on that day shall the priest make an atonement for you to cleanse you, that ye may be clean from all your sins before the Lord. It shall be a Sabbath of rest unto you, and ye shall afflict your souls by a statute forever. And the priest, and he shall anoint, and whom he shall consecrate to minister in the priest's office in his father's stead, shall make the atonement, and shall put on the linen clothes, even the holy garments. And he shall make an atonement for the holy sanctuary, and he shall make an atonement for the tabernacle of the congregation, and for the altar, and he shall make an atonement for the priests, and for all the people of the congregation. And this shall be an everlasting statute unto you, to make an atonement for the children of Israel for all their sins once a year. And he did as the Lord commanded Moses.
Tribute to the martyrs, the youth squad right there. Classic tune, Emotional Slaughter. Emotional Slaughter, Black Uhuru. Also tribute to the martyrs, tribute to Puma Jones, Yes I, Rastafari. And he in the season for the Yom HaKippurim, that day, that only day, that day of afflicting the soul. team connected even right here with emotional slaughter. Yes, yes, afflict the soul, afflicting the soul for that day, that day, that day. Yes, I, we suffer with him so that I and I reign with him. Yes, I, we put all the uckeries on the Baphomet.
Yes,
Send
him away. I'm not
afraid
to no buffer me. Go away, go away, Azazel. I'm not afraid to no buffer me.
Thank you,
Dr. Reed.
Bless you too.
Go away. But could you give me honor? For me to sing even though I'm a band stammer. Some sing sweet song like Hosanna. My voice sweet like a piano.
Yes, yes, yes. Moshe. Moshe was a stammerer too, so I don't feel no way. Right here, 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 just to fulfill right here in the season.
Rewind and come back to that time.
From the old to the new, make I and I go true. Yes, I.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Hebrew.
Chapter 9. Then verily, the first covenant had also ordinances of divine service and a worldly sanctuary, where there was a tabernacle made. The first, wherein was the candlestick and the table and the showbread, which is called the sanctuary. And after the second veil, the tabernacle, which is called the holiest of all, which had the golden censer and the ark of the covenant overlaid round about with gold, wherein was the golden pot that had manna and Aaron's rod that budded, and the tables of the covenant. And over it, the cherubims of glory shadowing the mercy seat, of which we cannot now speak particularly. Now when these things were thus ordained, the priests went always into the first tabernacle, accomplishing the service of God. But into the second went the high priest alone, once every year, not without blood, which he offered for himself and for the errors of the people. The Holy Ghost, this signifying that the way into the holiest of all was not yet made manifest, while as the first tabernacle was yet standing, which was a figure for the time then present, in which were offered both gifts and sacrifices that could not make him that did the service perfect as pertaining to the conscience, which stood only in meats and drinks and divers washings and carnal ordinances imposed on them until the time of reformation. But Christ being come and high priest of good things to come by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. For if the blood of bulls and of goats, and the ashes of an heifer sprinkling the unclean, sanctifieth to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? And for this cause, he is the mediator of the New Testament, that by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the First Testament, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. For where a testament is, there must also of necessity be the death of the testator. For a testament is of force after men are dead, otherwise it is of no strength at all while the testator liveth. Whereupon, neither the first testament was dedicated without blood. For when Moses had spoken every precept to all the people according to the law, he took the blood of calves and of goats with water and scarlet wool and hyssop, and sprinkled both the book and all the people, saying, This is the blood of the testament which God hath enjoined unto you. Moreover, he sprinkled with blood both the tabernacle and all the vessels of the ministry. And almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without shedding of blood is no remission. It was therefore necessary that the patterns of things in the heavens should be purified with these, but the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices than these. For Christ is not entered into the holy places made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us.
nor yet that he should offer himself often, that the high priest entereth into the holy place every year with blood of others. For then must he often have suffered since the foundation of the world. But now, once, at the end of the world, hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment, so Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation, to 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 salvation.
Kadamawi, kadamawi.
The whom praises is due forever.
Who is here?
Justice.
Who is here?
Yo! Justice!
Who is here?
Glory be the King. Yes, I Rastafari. So the far, 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 so the far.
Shema Israel,
Israel. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Malachi, Tzedek, Melchizedek, Mizmor Lamed Beit, Mizmor Lamed Beit, Mizmor Lamed Beit, Psalm 32. Psalm XXX, I. Le David, Masakil, Ashrei, Nesuya, Pesha, Kasui, Chata'a. Of David, Le David, Masakil. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is pardoned. Ashreya nesoya pesha'a kesoya chata'a. Happy Ashrei is he whose transgression is forgiven. Ashreya nesoya pesha'a, whose sin, whose uckery is pardoned. Kesoya chata'a. First verse, Hebraically, of today's daily psalm, happiness of the forgiven. The word maskil in the superscription, maskil le David, maskil, is to be considered in the light, the illumination of the verse, even the verse from Proverbs 15:24. The way of life is above to the wise. Mishlei Shlomo, the Mashal, Proverb of Solomon, chapter 15, here, verse 24. Orach Chaim le Ma'elah le Masakil. The path of life goeth upward for the wise. Orach Chaim, the path of life, of lives. Orach Chaim le Ma'elah le Masakil. The way of life, the path of life is above to the wise. Orach Chaim le Ma'elah le Masakil. To men who look up to Shamayim, to heaven. Thus also in Psalm 44, verse 1, to the eternal God of the sons of Korah, Maskil. Mizmor Mim Dalet, Mizmor Mem Dalet, Psalm 44, Psalm XLIV. La Menatzeyach, Libne Korach, Maskil. To the eternal God, La Menatzeyach. Of the sons of Korah, Libne Korach, Maskil. This means that when the sons of Korah, the Bnei Korach, looked up to Shamayim, to the heavens, they escaped. As scripture says, even in Psalm 34, Hebraically verse 6, where it reads, they looked above to him and were radiant, and their faces shall never be confounded. Hebitu Elayo, we're Naharu. They looked to him, and were radiant, and their faces shall never be abashed. But their father, who did not look up to Shamayim, to heaven, and Datan and Abiram also, they went down alive into the pit, as is said even in Bamidbar in Numbers, Numbers chapter 16, verse 33, that reads, so they, and all that appertaineth to them, went down alive into the pit, and the earth, she closed up on upon them. Thus, you find that when David looked up to Shamayim, to heaven, he escaped. and could say in the words of Psalm 55, Hebraically verse 24, Thou, O God, bringest them down into the pit of destruction. Wa'ata Elohim Toridain Li'er Shachat. But thou the I Wa'ata Elohim wilt bring them down into the nethermost pit. Toridain Li'er Shachat.
Christ in his kingly character.
Thus also, after Nebuchadnezzar was driven from the midst of men, of humanity, you find that he said, according to the words of Daniel 4:31, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up mine eyes to heaven, to Shemaim, and mine understanding returned to me. To if even Harasha, the Ratchet, the Kufu, the Wicked, who deserve extermination, but look up to Shemaim, to heaven, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, forthwith gives them pardon. How much more and more pardon, therefore, to Yisrael, to Israel, children of Abraham, of Yitzhak, and of Yaakov, of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, if they look up to Shemaim, if they look up to heaven. David said, I shall look up to heaven, to Shemaim. Thus hear, in the opening words of today's daily psalm of David, Maskil. Blessed, happy is he whose transgression is forgiven. Lidawi Maskil Ashrei Nisoiya Pesha'a. For he who looks up to Shemaim, to heaven, is one whose sin, whose ukkari, is pardoned. As it is said, and David looked above Maskil, and the Lord was with him, in 1 Samuel 18 verse 14. And also it is said in 1 Samuel chapter 18 verse 15, When Saul saw that he looked above Maskil, he stood in awe of him. And how does one come to be a man whose sin, whose chata'ah, whose ukkari is pardoned? By telling his evil deeds and acknowledging each to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, blessed be He. So David says, even in today's daily psalm, Mizmor Lamed Beit, Hebraically in the fifth verse, I acknowledge my sin to thee, the I, and mine iniquity have I not hid. Chataitiya odika we'oni lo akasiti. I acknowledge my sin, my ukkari, to thee, the I, chataitiya odika, and mine iniquity, wa'eroni, have I not hid, lo kasiti, chataitiya odika, wa'eroni, lo akasiti. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord inputeth not iniquity, and in whose spirit, in whose irit, there is no guile. Hear. According to the second verse, Hebraically, of today's daily psalm, Mizmor Lamed Beit. Ashrei Adam, Loa Yachshova, Yahuwah, Loa Avon,
Wehena de Ruho Remia. Blessed, happy is the man to whom Jehovah inputeth not iniquity. Ashrei Adam, lo yachshov Yehovah, 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 lo avon, 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 avon.